This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill tabled in the House of Representatives meeting. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak highlights necessity to amend Citizenship Act to further systematize issue of acquiring citizenship. Lawmakers draw government's attention for effective measures to control wildfires. Nepal government on preparation of Sagarmatha Sambad, country's flagship dialogue forum on contemporary issues of global significance in May, and Indian forces kill 31 suspected Maoist rebels in Chhattisgarh state. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 has been tabled in the House of Representatives meeting. Presenting the bill in the meeting today, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak highlighted the necessity to amend the Citizenship Act to further systematize the issue of acquiring citizenship and implement the order of the Supreme Court in this regard. The Home Minister said the bill has been introduced with the objective of making it easier for children of parents who have acquired Nepali citizenship by birth or for people who are currently in contact with their parents, to acquire citizenship. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak also presented the Nepal Police Bill 2081 and the Armed Police Force Nepal Bill 2081 in the meeting. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel proposed to discuss the Banking Offences and Punishment Second Amendment Bill 2081, which got an approval in the meeting. Meanwhile, the lawmakers drew the government's attention to fire and wildfire control. In the meeting, the lawmakers drew the government's attention to the work being done for the fire control. Meanwhile, the lawmakers also demanded the non-governmental arson bill registered in the parliament be presented in the parliament and brought for discussion. Meanwhile, the lawmakers drew the government's attention to current issues including ordinances registered in the parliament, pending bills in the parliament and corruption prevention. Meanwhile, the Social Media Bill 2081 Bikram Samvat has been presented in the National Assembly. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung tabled the bill in the session. The government had on the 28th of January registered the documents in the upper house, citing it aimed to further systematize the use of social sites, making them decent and secured. Tabling the bill, the minister said the bill is meant for making the operators and users of social site platforms responsible and accountable and promoting social goodwill, cultural tolerance and good governance through the appropriate and systematic use of social sites. The preparatory meeting of the Sagarmatha Sambad was held today at the presence of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The government of Nepal is scheduled to host the Sagarmatha Sambad, Nepal's flagship dialogue forum on contemporary issues of global significance, in Kathmandu from the 16th to the 18th of May. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata, formation of the Prime Minister-headed Directorate Committee has been proposed. Likewise, discussions were held to form the Executive Committee for the Sagarmatha Sambad under the chair of Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzurana Deoba. The sideline events and exhibitions have been proposed with partnership of Nepal Tourism Board, Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industries and the private sector. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has said that the results of the half-yearly progress of the budget for the fiscal year are mixed. Presenting the half-yearly assessment report of budget implementation for the fiscal year 2081-82 at today's meeting of the National Assembly, he mentioned that geopolitical tensions and other international factors have affected the supply chain and expected loan expansion has not occurred. During the review period, period, overall expenditure has increased by 17.66% compared to the same period of the previous fiscal year. The government has decided to deploy tourist police for the security of domestic and foreign tourists visiting Rara area. The Department of Tourism and Thayanath Rural Municipality have signed a memorandum of understanding to deploy tourist police in Rara for the safety of tourists visiting the Nepal's largest and deepest lake, Rara. Directorate of the Department of Tourism, Liladhar Awasthi, and Chief Administrative Officer of the Municipality, Pashupati Shahi, signed the MOU on Friday. The fire that broke out in Timang Forest of Chame Rural Municipality 1 in Manang has not been brought under control even after 10 days. The forest fire had started in the evening of the 31st of January. The district administration office said they have not been able to douse the fire due to the difficult topography of the area. Chief District Officer Matrika Acharya said all the security agencies in the district have been mobilized to contain the wildfire. The depositors of Image Savings and Credit Cooperative in Baglung have been refunded 10 million rupees after 547 depositors of the cooperatives Thorpattan and Gulkot Service Centres reached an agreement with the cooperative's chairman Dev Kumar Nepali at the Baglung District Court. Manju Sharma Chalise, coordinator of the Image Victim Struggle Committee, Gulkot Burtiwang, informed that a total of 92 depositors in Thorpattan have received check worth 3.7 million rupees, while 147 depositors in Gulkot Municipality have received refunds. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ek kaisa.
Gharma TV, hernus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek kaisa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi, 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 31 Maoist rebels and 2 Indian commandos have been killed in a gunfire in the dense jungles of central India Sunday as security forces ramp up efforts to crush the long-running insurgency. According to the AFP news agency, more than 10,000 people have been killed in the decades-long insurgency waged by the rebels, who say they are fighting for the rights of marginalized indigenous people. Senior police officer Sundar Raj P. said 31 rebels and 2 security personnel are dead and 2 other security personnel are injured. The officials said the toll could be even higher as the police continue to carry out search operations in the area. The gunfight broke out in the forested areas of Bijapur district in the state of Chhattisgarh, considered the heartland of the insurgency. The Israeli military has completed its withdrawal from the Gaza's Netzarim corridor, a requirement under the phase 1 of the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas agreed last month. Al Jazeera cited a Hamas official on Sunday as saying Israeli forces have dismantled their positions and military posts and completely withdrawn their tanks from the Netzarim corridor on Salah Eddin Road, allowing vehicles to pass freely in both directions. The so-called Netzarim corridor refers to a strip of land that cut off northern Gaza from the rest of the strip. According to the ceasefire agreement, the deadline for withdrawal was on the 9th of February. The full withdrawal of Israeli troops from the corridor took place a day after Hamas and Israel conducted their fifth captive prisoner swap, which saw the Palestinian group released 3 Israeli captives in exchange for 183 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy at one or two places in mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim province, and it will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in Hilly and Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill tabled in the House of Representatives meeting. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak highlights necessity to amend Citizenship Act to further systematize issue of acquiring citizenship. Lawmakers draw government's attention for effective measures to control wildfires. Nepal government on preparation of Sagarmatha Sambad, country's flagship dialogue forum on contemporary issues of global significance in May. And Indian forces kill 31 suspected Maoist rebels in Chhattisgarh state. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.